We have two short readings, one Hebrew 13, verses 6 through 8. Just gotta find them. Okay. Why do I not find it? Oh. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me? Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the Word of God. Take a good look at the way they live and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. For Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself. And the second reading is from Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Honor and enjoy your Creator while you're still young, before the years take their toll and your vigor wanes, before your vision dims and the world blurs, and the winter years keep you close to the fire. In old age, your body no longer serves you so well. Muscles slacken, grip weakens, joints stiffen. The shades are pulled down on the world.
Included in today's worship bulletin is a list consisting of 67 names of members of our church family who passed away during the past 10 years. On this Memorial Sunday, we also remember them and honor their memory. Many of us present here today can hardly read the list. I'm one of them, without deep emotion and eternal gratitude for those who were so very much part of us in years gone by. They represent so many loved ones who founded, built, and helped develop Cocoa Beach Community Church. We thank God for what they meant for us and for our beloved church. Today, we honor their memory. A final short reading comes from the Hebrew Testament. The prophet Isaiah wrote in chapter 2, the first 5 verses, the message Isaiah got regarding Judah and Jerusalem. There's a day coming when the mountain of God's house will be the mountain, solid, towering over all mountains. All nations will river toward it. People from all over set out for it. And they will say, come, let's climb God's mountain. Go to the house of the God of Jacob, and he'll show us the way he works, so we can live the way we're made. I want to repeat this, so that we can live the way we're made. I was working on today's sermon, and suddenly this part of Scripture hit me right between the eyes. And before I knew it, I had forgotten to prepare the sermon, and I had written the framework of 3 different sermons just on this one single phrase. Just listen to it. He'll show us the way he works so we can live the way we're made. Isn't that beautiful? Wow. Zion is the source of the revelation. God's message comes from Jerusalem. He'll settle things fairly between nations. He'll make things right between many peoples. They'll turn their swords into shovels, their spears into hoes. No more will nation fight nation. They won't play war anymore. Come, family of God, of Jacob, let's live in the light of God. Here ends our scripture reading. Brother, sister, on this day of remembrance, those amongst us And I guess I've already demonstrated that this morning. Those amongst us who are already up in the years will surely tell you, that is if we remember to do so, that remembering does not get easier with the passing years. You know, there was the patient who asked his doctor, Doctor, I cannot remember anything. I forgot what happened yesterday. I forgot what my car looks like. I cannot even remember my own name. So the psychiatrist says, now how long have you had this problem? And he said, what problem? Therefore, if you have difficulty in remembering things, you are not alone. Memory is a tricky thing. Yet on a day like today, we are reminded that there are certain things that we cannot afford to forget. Things that we dare not forget. I loved when I first read this part of our country's history. Do you know where Memorial Day came from? It was a spring morning in 1866, just after the Civil War that had devastated the south of this land. And a group of southern women did something quite extraordinary that day. They marched down the streets of what was left of their town to a cemetery. And there they decorated the graves of the soldiers that fell during that terrible war. You know what? They decorated them all. Union as well as Confederate. And that was the inspiration where Memorial Day comes from. The mothers, the daughters, and the widows had buried their dead. And at that moment, they buried their hatred. That was an act of forgiveness, putting the animosity of the war behind them. The announcement that the time of healing had come. If we forget the past, we are doomed to repeat its mistakes in the future. Now, of course, we all need to learn that there are also things that we really should forget. Are there things bothering you that you just cannot forget? People who did something that you cannot forgive them. People who hurt you. People who will live on in your memory always under a cloud. Forget them. Forgive them. Forgive them. That's the language of the gospel. Forgive them in Jesus' name. And if you brought any remaining hatred into this church this morning, I plead with you in the name of Jesus Christ, our beloved Lord and Savior, leave that behind. Leave that behind and go from here with a memory that only remember the great and the beauty and the blessing of our God. They say that a well-trained memory, that's what psychologists say, is one that permits you to forget everything that's not worth remembering. And to me, it's very close to the heart of what Christianity is all about. What you and I believe about God and about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Memorial Day is the time that we remember the debt we owe to others. We honor the ultimate price paid by the men and women who lost their lives in defense of liberty. It was so great yesterday at the wedding. This was really a military wedding with three Marines part of the wedding group. And I told them afterwards, I'm so proud. so proud to see your beautiful uniforms, knowing what you are doing, what you are sacrificing for our wonderful country. And when we honor the sacrifice of our brave heroes, I want to remind you that as we honor their sacrifice, we are not glorifying war. War is and will always remain the ultimate blasphemy against God. Yet, we live in a cruel world where tyrants would impose their will on others. It would be wonderful if we lived in a world where people always played by the rules and where no one desired or needed his neighbor's property, where never again would we have to depend upon military might to enforce justice. However, such a world does not yet exist. We do need and we thank God for each and every one who committed their lives to serve their country and to defend our country. But we never have, and we will never will glorify war. That's a different story. We do not know what dangers may yet await us. And when we have to go to war, it will always be with the prayer of God, let this pass. Let thy will be done. Give us victory so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can be proclaimed and so that we can truly be your people. So we honor the memory this day of those who have lost their lives in the cause of justice, believing that they were making the world safer, freer, and a better place to live in. We also dare not forget others who have given their lives without ever wearing a uniform or carrying a gun. It's one story that simply amazing in the Scottish history of Christendom in Europe and in Scotland happened in the 16th century when there was a heartless persecution of Christians in Scotland. And thousands of Christians in those days suffered for Christ's sake. And the godless authorities of those days hanged or slaughtered many innocents in cold blood. They even beheaded or burned some of these believers at the stake. There was a young Scotchman, Patrick Hamilton, only 24 years old, when he was arrested and finally murdered by burning him at the stake. And as the fire burned, the young martyr called out, and these were his words: "How long, O Lord, shall darkness overwhelm this realm? How long wilt thou suffer this tyranny of man?" And as he was being consumed by the flames, he prayed like the biblical Stephen. And history says that his last words were, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." I have to mention him and many other Christian martyrs because we remember them on this day set aside for remembering. And of course, I couldn't help it, maybe you can't either, but when we talk about all these great sacrifices and deeds that we witness, have you ever secretly asked yourself, how would you and I as modern day Christians respond if we are placed squarely in front of similar choices? We sing about heroes and martyrs. And then we look in the mirror We say, will I be able to do that in the time of crisis? Another part of our history is Martin Luther King, who wrote from Birmingham jail in 1963. And these were his words. He says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. The well-known German theologian Martin Niemöller initially supported the National Socialism of the Nazis in Germany. He kept quiet while others spoke out. And there came a day when he realized that he could no longer be quiet. And halfway through the war, he opened his mouth. And you'll see that I often refer to European history. Forgive me, that's where I studied for several years, had a congregation. And these are the stories that we lived with in Europe. And soon, Martin Niemöller was arrested, and he languished in a Nazi prison, barely escaping with his life. And before they actually executed him, the welcome end of the war, World War II, came, and he was liberated. And verbally, just listen to what he wrote after he was liberated. He said, first, they came for the communists. And I did not speak out because I was not a communist. And then they came for the socialist. And I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. He said, then they came for the trade unionists. And I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. And finally they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. The wise King Solomon advised, remember your God, before the difficult days come, before the years come in which you find little pleasure, while the sun, moon, and stars are not darkened, and while the clouds do not return after the rain. Today we do remember. We remember with gratitude those who came before us, also men and women we did who were members of this church before us. They left us a precious heritage, not only the names that we printed from the last decade, but since the time of the Second World War. And it is as if their voices can still be heard here and on the campus and in our life. This is what we left you, this beautiful church. This was our heritage. You've done a great job in 2011 to improve, to decorate, to make it beautiful. Let this also be a growing heritage for our children and their children. It's as if they are urging us to complete what they have started. So we do remember today. And I've given a few examples. We remember those who died that we may live in freedom. We remember those who died that we may live in faith. We remember Christ who died that you and I may discover the secret of living. And that is the ultimate meaning of this Memorial Sunday. It's a time to remember, but it's also a time to finish what they had begun. Let us pray. Holy God, your love is stronger than death, and your life-giving power has no end. We now commend to your eternal care all who have died in the service of others, even as we lament the violence of war. Comfort and sustain all those who mourn. Heal the wounded body, mind, and spirit. Bring justice, freedom, and dignity to all people, and bring an end to war throughout the earth, so that all may know your promised peace through Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. Amen.